from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
Let's go, let's go, let's go. Our guy, Andrew Wagner. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner, Forbes Sports. Time to talk about the crew here on a Friday. Before we get to the crew, we have to bring up something from social media earlier today that I'm intrigued by.
You're going to ask me about the damn cat, aren't you?
No, no, not the cat.
Thank God.
No, I'm not going to ask you about the cat. No, no. I don't know what that's about, and I still don't care about it. No. Midwest First, everyone on social media said, reminder that 95 degrees and humid is better than 20 degrees and a wind chill, and you, Andrew Wagner, were none so happy with that tweet.
I think it's just horrible. I don't know who actually believes that and what in the heck is wrong with you. But yeah, I've long said, and Sparky, you've known me a long time.
Yep.
You know I'm a pleasant, mild-mannered, easygoing, affable fella.
Very happy, yes.
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 I will die on the hill of winter is actually the best season.
I agree.
Because here's the thing.
I'm with you.
In spring, you're always waiting for it to get nice, but it never does. Summer, you get like one weekend where it's like 75, sunny, no humidity, mid-60s at night, perfect getting drunk by the fire in the backyard,
yep.
Weather, not getting chewed up. The rest of the summer, it's either raining or it's just slide off the toilet seat hot with humidity, and then you got bugs left and right, or it's pouring rain and blowing your windows out. Then you get the fall, where you're always 10 minutes away from it either raining or getting dark. Winter, you know it's going to suck. You know it's going to be horrible. It's miserable. You're ready for it. You know. And then you get that one random day, like middle of January. It's been snowing and gray, and then all of a sudden it's sunny and like 35, and it feels like it's 80, and you're like, this is pleasant. I know it's going to suck again tomorrow, and it's going to suck again until August, but it's pleasant right now. So, yeah. Winter is the best season.
I got to just say something. Nobody makes my producer, Charlie Usen, laugh more than you on a day-to-day basis. Nobody. I mean, he laughs at, like, everything you say. He really finds you funny, Wagner.
Well,
so, I mean,
we've,
Yeah.
We finally found my demographic.
We did, yes. He laughs nonstop as you're talking with all your one-liners that you're dropping, you know, sliding off the toilet jokes and stuff like that. Yeah,
that was my dad's go-to line on days like this when we were kids. Well, boys,
start using that.
Better put the toilet paper or sandpaper on the toilet seat. Yeah.
That's beautiful. All right, here, I got one for you that I found on social media that I liked just a short time ago, and I wanted to get your opinion on it because I guess I'm not all that surprised by it. This is from the Talking Baseball account on Twitter. There are no MLB teams on pace for 100 wins this season. The last full season that there were no teams with 100 wins in a season was 10 years ago in 2014 when the Angels led the league with 98 wins. Why do you think that is?
Ah, parity, man. I mean, it's a parity for one thing. And I think there's a level of intelligence now among front offices. And I know that right now people are just getting ready to fire up the Twitter machine and yell at me.
Well, like, White Sox fans would disagree, but yes, go ahead.
Yeah, but I think what you're seeing is even the big teams are hesitant to go out and sign every single free agent known to man.
Yep.
Never mind the luxury tax thing. But it has been proven now time and time and time again that you cannot win strictly on buying a team. I mean, if that was the case, the Dodgers would have, you know, five straight World Series championships. And I'm not knocking the Dodgers. They're a phenomenal organization. But the Dodgers, at the same time, have kind of been the flag bearer for what front offices are realizing, is you can have the best free agents, you can have the best talent, but you still have to have a pipeline of young prospects. So giving out those, you know, 8, 9, 10-year deals to guys, you know, like they're free soup at election time, it's not going to work. So I think you're seeing teams shying away from that, which means more of the big-name stars are getting, you know, distributed elsewhere around the league, either on shorter contracts, cheaper contracts, or whatever. And you're seeing more teams buy into the strategy of, we have to have a core and a pipeline of young talent coming up all the time. It's a little bit of economics. It's a little bit of moneyball. It's a little bit of philosophy. It's a little bit of everything. And yeah, obviously it's a weird situation having, you know, the White Sox being as bad as they are. I mean, that's just, you got to be good. You got to be good at being bad to be that bad.
That whole organization is a dumpster fire, from Getz being hired to be the general manager to Garofalo being hired to be the manager when the Royals themselves hired somebody else other than him when he was on staff.
It
that
sucks.
Should have been a warning sign by itself.
Like, growing up, you and I, I mean, we're the same, you know, age era.
Yep.
You know, we hated the White Sox the way Brewers fans now irrationally hate the Cubs fans.
Oh, yes. Terry Bevington. Couldn't stand him.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Wanted to fight Phil Garner.
Yes.
That was great. Or Phil Garner fighting Hawk Harrelson. That's
yes.
what it was. But, like, I tell you what, I've gone out, the rare occasion when I go to a game as a fan, I'm usually going to, like, a White Sox day game with some friends down there, you know, getting cranked up. And they're good fans. They and the A's are getting screwed harder than any fan base in sports right now. And it's not fair. It's not fair. Chicago deserves better than what they're getting in the White Sox and the White Sox front office. The A's deserve better for what they're getting from their...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Idiot owner. It's just a shame because there's no reason those two franchises should not be doing what the Brewers are doing.
Hey, let me give you a little insight here. We dove into this the other day on Wisconsin Sports Daily. So Reinsdorf has the Bulls, and he's got the White Sox. So I said, well, what's the succession plan, Charlie? So Charlie looked it up and tried to find the most recent article. His kid, Michael, I think it is, gets the Bulls. The White Sox decision will be made after the 2033 All-Star Game. He'll be almost 100 by the time that decision is made, and probably not with us anymore. They don't even have a succession plan that's been made public for the White Sox after Jerry Reinsdorf.
It is just, it's a comedy for Sparky. You know, we live for so long hearing people complain about Herb Cole this and
yes.
Bud Selig that,
yes.
And say what you want, but at least those guys recognized it was time to pass the torch.
True.
And for what Reinsdorf is doing to his fans with both franchises,
yep.
it's criminal. It's absolutely criminal. I mean, I don't often have good things to say about the Blackhawks because they kept me from having a team growing up, but I have so much respect for what Wirtz's kid did. I mean, his father's dirt hadn't even packed on the grave yet. And he's going in there and cutting deals to put that franchise on TV, making amends with the hockey greats that his father had alienated, listening to fans curse his father's name before the paperwork was signed, the death certificate. It's a shame that Reinsdorf doesn't have enough of a brain to respect his fan base.
Totally agree with you. Talking with Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. They're in D.C. to take on the Nationals are the Brewers. Frankie Montas makes his debut for the Crew against Jake Irvin for the Nationals. First pitch, 5:45. You have to have Apple TV Plus. So if you have Apple TV Plus, you'll be good to go. It will not be on Bally Sports Wisconsin. What is a fair expectation for Frankie Montas tonight against a bad Nationals team?
I think kind of what you've seen out of the majority of the Brewers' starting rotation. Can he get 5-6 innings, you know, 2, maybe 3 runs? If he can do that, I think they're happy. You know, they're not looking for him to come out and be CC Sabathia, you know, 7.0.
Right.
They're just looking for him to go out there and know that on this fifth day, they are not going to have to burn through 7 relievers. And I think that's what it comes down to.
The Nationals, in their last 10 games, are 3-7 with a 6.72 ERA. They've been outscored by 20 runs. I said yesterday that even though I know it's dumb and I shouldn't do it, but I really want to sweep here because I know they have a tough stretch coming up to the Brewers. They need to take advantage when they play bad teams. They have not taken advantage against the Rockies. They have not taken advantage against the Marlins. They need to take advantage here. And then on top of that, the Cubs take care of business for the second day in a row and beat the Cardinals today. So you can get this thing to a 6.5 game lead again with a win tonight against the Nationals.
I mean, a sweep would be nice, but I mean, you and I both know that's really not how baseball works sometimes.
I know.
You know, like this, we talk about those numbers and you go out there and it ends up being like a 13-3 route yep. because expect the unexpected in baseball. Yeah, I mean, a sweep would be great. But I think you have to just go back to focusing on what's got them to this place in the first place. Sorry for the redundancy. It's just win tonight and worry about tomorrow. And if you get the win tonight, then you try to win tomorrow because now you've clinched a series victory. And that's what it all comes down to. I mean, sweeps are hard to come by. Sweeps are rare. There's a reason they play 162. Just win the damn series. You know, that's all they got to do. Win your series. And that's what they were doing, you know, up until this little kind of I guess you, if you call two games under 500 a lull, up until this little stretch, they were winning series. You know, they still, I don't think they've lost more than three games in a row all season long. And that's a good thing. You know, that's hard to do as well. Because once you've lost a couple, man, those things can roll downhill real fast. But yeah, sweep would be great, but I think though at this point they'll be happy with winning tonight. And if they win tomorrow, just clinching another season series.
One last thing here. For people that don't realize how hurt the Brewers are, here are the Brewers on the IL. McGill, Gasser, Hudson, Zastrozzini, Yelich, Dunn, Paredes, Hall, Bukauskas, Miley, and Brandon Woodruff all on the IL. And they're sitting in first place right now in the division. As we've talked about before, Pat Murphy, runaway manager of the year, you would think, at the end of the day. But truly remarkable what they're able to do, missing so many guys, and a majority of them are pitchers.
Absolutely. And people hate to hear it, but I think more than anything, that's why they did not go out there and make, number one, there wasn't really a massive move to make at the deadline. It just wasn't there. Not for a bat, at least the kind of bat that the Brewers needed. And aside from Jack Flaherty, I mean, was there really a game-changing pitcher that got moved? It just wasn't out there. I think they looked at that and said, okay, when we get our pieces back, that formula has worked for us. I mean, this is the formula they used in 2018 when they got within the game of World Series. You get Yoli Chiesin and nothing. If you get a couple of reliable starters and go out there and give you some guaranteed innings and keep your bullpen fresh and healthy, backing up this offense, if they get Yelich back, they're on a roll. I mean, they're absolutely, they're built for a run. It's impressive what they've done. And you cannot take anything away from it. Even if they just finally ran out of gas and melted down over the final month and missed the playoffs, you'd still have to say, man, how did they even stay in first place until Labor Day with a team that banged up?
No doubt. And one of the guys that did get traded, the Brewers were rumored to be in on, was Eric Fetty, and he got blown up by the Cubs today. Five innings, five runs in five innings, and took the loss for the Cardinals today. Mr. Wagner, we will talk to you again on Monday, same time, 4:40, buddy. We'll see you then. Have a good weekend.
Always a pleasure.
Take care. There he is, Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner, presented to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.